Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You hear that music, you know what it means. Ray Fittipaldo. Brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury case personally. Donnie Football with you on this Football Friday. Bob Pompiani, not usually in on Fridays. Our dear friend Joe Starkey is still up in Buffalo attending to family this weekend. He expects to be back Monday of next week. I am live from Bowser Chevy Studio B in Monroeville. Austin Bechtold, the man we call City Limits, is back behind the glass in Greentree. You can get in queue with him at 412-928-9370. And Ray Fittipaldo comes to us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Ray, we had a caller last hour who brought up a question about Roman Wilson. What will it take for this guy to get on the field? Three snaps in the game against Minnesota, even after the injury to Calvin Austin. I told him I would ask you, get some more insight on this. What is going on there? And I don't want to call him a lost cause just into his second year, but man, it's not looking good for a former third round pick.
Yeah, Donnie, I think he has to continue to build trust with the coaches and with his quarterback. And, you know, sometimes when you get into seasons and you get into the routine of going from week to week, there's just a comfort level there with more veteran players who have been through these experiences. And I just think Aaron Rodgers feels really comfortable with Scotty Miller. I think you saw after Calvin went down that game, I think Scotty had, what, 13 snaps? And I think Roman only had three or so. And you know that they love to play Ben Skoranek when they want to run the football. So I don't think that's going to change either. So there's going to be a time when Roman Wilson gets an opportunity. Maybe it's another injury, or, you know, maybe there's a package for him at some point where they feel like his skills as a receiver, you know, they could exploit a defense. But until that time comes, while Calvin Austin is out, I think you're going to see a steady dose of Ben Skoranek and Scotty Miller.
Are we going to see any sort of move at wide receiver, any acquisition to bolster that room a little bit?
I don't think so. Not at this point, you know, especially if this Calvin Austin injury isn't a long-term deal. I think, you know, we know they're paying DK Metcalf a lot of money. We know the way they feel about him. They finally got the ball to him last week. And listen, Donnie, whether people like it or not, they like Calvin Austin as a number two receiver. They think he can do the job. So unless he's going to be out, you know, for weeks, and they really feel like they have to go out and address that, I don't think you're going to see anything. You know, and even if that does happen, let's say the injury is longer than they would like, you can't just go out and get a normal run-of-the-mill Joe who's going to be like Calvin Austin. You want to go out and get somebody who's going to be able to affect football games and really draw coverage away from DK Metcalf. And I don't know if the Steelers are in position to trade another high pick to do that after you just traded a second-round pick to acquire DK Metcalf, you know, six, 8 months ago.
So you don't think they'll even waste their time on something like the Mike Williams trade from last year?
Not unless there's not unless they're really concerned about injuries. I mean, I never say no when it comes to the trade deadline with Omar, because if he thinks he has a chance to improve the football team, he will. So maybe there's a depth move at some point, but I'm just here to tell you they really like DK Metcalf and they like Calvin as a number two. So unless there's like maybe a depth move down the road, I don't see them making a big deal.
Do you think, even though this guy, it worries me because, you know, he has had a ton of injury concerns, a lot of concussion concerns, but like, would they check in on a Chris Olave again, or if the Raiders lose a couple of more games, Jacoby Myers?
Yeah. If the price is cheap, then yeah. Like if those teams fall out of contention and those teams want to move on and, you know, start thinking about the future, then yeah. You know, I think if those guys can be had for mid-round picks instead of high picks, I definitely think you might want to look at that. But, you know, I said this on the evening show last night. Look at the issues they have getting the ball to DK in the first month of the season before the Vikings game. They had a hard time. Still have issues getting the ball to Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth. If you add another big mouth to feed, you know, you're going to have to spread around the touches. I just think it's difficult for Arthur Smith to do that. Now, maybe, you know, they'll get to a point where, you know, they're running the football really well and that opens up the passing game. But until the passing game gets to a better spot, I just don't know if they want to add another guy to feed, so to speak.
Are you starting to buy into the chemistry forming between Rodgers and Metcalf? It is three straight games with a touchdown, and each one gets a little bit better than the last one.
I think they're doing the best that they can with what they have to work with right now. And if you noticed, Donnie, ball was out quick to DK early in that game. Just little pop passes here, get the ball and run. Even on the 80-yard touchdown, Rodgers' back foot hit the ground on a three-step drop and the ball was out. So they have to do that with the way the offensive line is playing right now. It's playing a little bit better, but I think Arthur Smith knows, hey, we still have to get the ball out quick. I don't know if we can hold up for, you know, 5- and 7-step drops. So that's still an issue for this football team. Eventually, if you run the ball, play action is going to be part of your arsenal. You want that. And you know, Donnie, when you go play action, you got to protect for longer and you got to count on your tackles. So we'll see if they ever get to that point. But obviously, getting the ball to DK to catch and run is awesome, but eventually you're going to want to get him the ball down the field too. And to do that, you definitely need better pass pro than what they've received here over the first month of the season.
Ray, we always love talking about some offensive line play, and they had their best performance in the game against Minnesota. Even with the injury to Jaylen Warren, they made it a point that they wanted to run the football. They did it with Kenneth Gainwell. He went for just under 100 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and he ran it a very good clip each and every time. Now, they went about it differently. They played a lot of jumbo sets in that game, a ton of Darnell Washington, yeah. Spencer Anderson on the field for almost 20 snaps. Do you think that is going to be simply a game-by-game basis of the game plan, or is that something you think they will try to work in every single week?
I really like what I saw out of that package. I thought it was their most complete offensive game of the season. It's the way they like to play football. So I kind of want to see more of that. But, you know, I talked to Pat Meyer earlier in the week, and he pretty much came out and said, hey, listen, we saw some weaknesses in the Minnesota defense. We thought we could hit them with a jumbo package, and it worked really well. Now, he didn't say we'll never do it again, but I don't get the idea that that's going to become like the staple of their offense. And Donnie, the next step, you know what it is. You got to be able to run the ball with Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith in the game. If you can't, it's really going to hamper your offense over the course of a 17-game season. So they haven't been able to do that yet. It's nice that they could have a jumbo package that you can go to when your running game struggles, but your offense isn't going to be really, really good unless you can run the ball out of every offensive set. So that's kind of the next step for Arthur Smith. You know, we'll see if they can do it when those guys get back from this break. You know, you're paying Pat Freiermuth $12 million a year. You're paying Jonnu Smith $8 million a year. Those guys obviously have to be on the field more than 12 and 15 snaps a game.
Are you pretty disappointed in that? I mean, we Austin and I went through some of our quarter season awards last hour, and I mean, I love Pat Freiermuth, the guy. He's a great dude, but I'd be lying if I said he wasn't a huge disappointment this season. It's not all on him, but it just feels like he's being phased out of the offense a little bit.
Yeah, Pat will be the first one to tell you shouldn't have dropped that ball against the Seahawks.
Yep.
You know, he's had some other unfortunate things that have happened throughout the course of the season. This isn't, you know, an offensive play, but, you know, he was the guy who was responsible for that blocked field goal. So, you know, it just doesn't seem like the first month of the season went the way Pat would have wanted it to go. So, I think he's a guy that you can have some mismatches with defenders if you get the ball to him down the field. I think it's the same with Jonnu Smith. I think Jonnu Smith is a guy, get it to him, you know, catch him, run. He could be a valuable part of your offense too. But if the Steelers don't feel like they can run the ball when those guys are in the game, then it's just really, it's not going to work as an offense. So Arthur Smith still has a lot of work to do. Thought he had a really creative game plan. You know, Pat Meyer also said we were looking for ways to get Spencer Anderson into the game. So when you think you have good football players and you want to get them into games, that tells you something. And when you don't play a guy like Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth, maybe that tells you a little bit about the way they're playing as well.
I feel like Arthur Smith has his hands full a little bit going into this next game. So they get the bye week, which is nice. But if the Cleveland Browns can do anything well, Ray, it is play defense. They are really stout against the run, and they have possibly the best pass rusher in the game. And I know people in this area won't like hearing that, but Myles Garrett is a really good football player. So what do you think the best plan of attack would be for Arthur Smith and that group?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I was thinking about that myself last night. They got good corners, too. I mean, that tandem they have outside is really good. So, you know, I think they played – was it the Lions they played last week or 2 weeks ago? That game eventually got out of hand. Yeah, that game eventually got out of hand because the Browns couldn't score. But I think it was like 10-7 in the third quarter on the road in Detroit. So that's not going to be an easy football game. I think you're right. Arthur Smith's going to have to figure out, okay, Cam, do we want to run the ball? Do we want to go heavy again and then neutralize the pass rush of Myles Garrett? That might be the way to go. Or do you put in some stuff and say, hey, we're going to max protect. We're going to try to get the ball to DK and some of these other guys and try to win the game that way. So, like, you know, people get caught up in what's the Steelers' identity. You know, are they a smash-mouth team? How do they want to play? But Donnie, you know this. From week to week in the NFL, it's all about the matchups, and it's going to be really interesting to see what Smith comes up for with the Browns because they are so well-rounded on defense. I don't know that there's like a weakness you could pick out and say, hey, we're going to attack them this way. That's a tough matchup for the Steelers' offense.
You can listen to this show, Pomp and Joe, on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers reporter from the Post-Gazette, joins us as he always does around 11 o'clock on Fridays. Ray, are you starting to believe a little bit that the rest of the AFC North is in so much disarray that the Steelers have the door wide open to step in and take the crown away from the Ravens, who have won it the last few seasons?
Yeah, listen, another couple good weeks, if they get to 5-1, they're definitely going to be able to say that. I'm not going to say that right now just because it's so early in the season. We're four games in to a seven-game season. I'm not going to overreact to what the Steelers have done or what the Ravens haven't done. So I do eventually think, you know, things are going to even out. The Ravens played all their tough games early, and we know the Steelers have a tough schedule late. So everything's going to play out. But I do think what the first month of the season did, I think it's going to put the Steelers in position in December to at least have a chance to win that division against the Ravens. I think they get them again with two games over the final 4 or 5 weeks of the season, just like last season. So as long as they don't stub their toes against the Browns and the Bengals coming up, I think they're going to be in a great spot to at least be in position to win the AFC North at the end of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do you think the team will be mostly healthy when they take the field next Sunday?
I think Alex Highsmith is going to be back. I think Jaylen Warren will be back. But, you know, the Ramsey injury is concerning for me. I don't think they're going to risk that. A soft tissue in the injury, you know, just with maybe ends up being a 10-day or, you know, 12-day break. So I think he's probably going to miss. And then Austin, I think we all knew he was going to miss some time. You know, it was encouraging to hear his teammates say it's not, you know, like a long-term thing, but I still think he's going to be out of the lineup for this Brown game. And like I said, it's going to make it a challenge against Cleveland. They got a really good defense, and guys like Skowronek, Miller, Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, those guys are going to have to step up and fill the void.
Do we have any idea really how bad the injury to Calvin Austin is? I know that Jerry Dulac, your colleague at the PG, said that both he and Ramsey are expected to miss up to several games. But
yeah,
is it as bad as that report sounds?
You know, with the bye week, they didn't have to make any IR moves. You know, we'll see if they have to do that after the break. You know, it's not the end of the world if you do have to put them, one of them on IR just because you can bring them back after a month. So we'll see what happens there next week. I do know Austin tweeted something to the effect that I'm good. That lends me to believe that it's probably not going to be, you know, more than a few weeks. But, yeah, we'll see. Tomlin will give an update on Tuesday, and those are really the only two big ones right now. You know, they got Trice on IR. Maybe they can you know, start to practice him next week. Maybe he'll have a chance to come in and, you know, maybe compete for some playing time with Ramsey out. So they do potentially have some guys coming back that could help in the back end, but none of those guys they could potentially bring back, and Dante Kent, the rookie, is another. None of those guys can really fill in for a guy like Jalen Ramsey, who plays outside, plays in the slot, and plays safety. That's a tough guy to replace.
Ray, I apologize if I missed you mentioning Joey Porter Jr. Should he be good to go against the Browns?
I think so. I think he was close to coming back for the Vikings game. They held him out. I do think he's going to be ready to go for Cleveland.
I feel like Brandon Echols has been a nice little surprise. He narrowly missed out on biggest surprise for me to Kenneth Gainwell, but Echols has not shown that much of a drop-off when he has to be, you know, in the game in some big spots.
Yeah, I agree. And if Porter does come back, you have Porter and Slay on the outside, you could slot in Echols there right into the slot. That would be really good for that corner room. And then you got to figure out, you know, what do you do at safety? You know, Thornhill can play free. That's fine. He's a vet. He's a pro. And then you got Elliott, who came back last week, and, you know, he should be able to hold down the other side. So maybe they'll mix and match a little bit. Maybe it'll be Thornhill and Clark, or Thornhill and Peppers. We'll have to see what they do. But, yeah, they're going to have to get a little bit creative here at safety to fill in for a guy like Jalen Ramsey.
With Alex Highsmith on his way back, what did the snap counts or that rotation look like at edge rusher? Because Nick Herbig is making it really difficult for them to keep him off the field.
Yeah, well, Terrell Austin's quote the other day was, we're not going to limit Nick Herbig. No, I don't know exactly how to read that. I mean, I think that means that they're going to try to find ways to get him onto the field. I would be really surprised if they start Herbig over Alex Highsmith. I think they still have a lot of, still think Alex Highsmith is a really good football player when he is healthy. I mean, in the end, Donnie, it's a great thing for the defense. They do have that three outside linebacker package that, you know, they could pull out if they want to get all those guys onto the field at the same time. But yeah, you know, TJ is going to play 80% of the snaps. No, maybe Herbig cuts into Highsmith a little bit, but I think that's a good thing. That guy is a very disruptive player. Highsmith can set the edge in the running game. You could probably divvy up the duties pretty well there if you're Austin and Tomlin. Use Highsmith more on early downs and then bring Herbig off the bench for those pass rushing situations.
I feel like it also allows for them to, you know, cut down TJ Watt's snaps a little bit, like in the middle of games, because due to the injury to Highsmith, he has been playing a ton. And, you know, I think it, you know, can save Watt for later in the season. It can save Watt for later in an individual game, just because of how good Herbig has also been.
And I agree. And I think they're comfortable playing Jack Sawyer as well. Every time, sometimes it's unsolicited. We don't even bring it up. And Austin and Tomlin will talk about how well Jack Sawyer is doing. We'll see what kind of move they make with DeMarvin Leal. He probably goes back to the practice squad with Highsmith being healthy. But, yeah, they got four really good outside linebackers. You got Watt and Herbig, who are probably your two best pass rushers. And then you got Highsmith and Jack Sawyer, who are really good at setting the edge, bigger guys who can take care of the run game.
Ray, when it comes to the running back split now, Jalen Warren, when he comes back, I feel like Kenneth Gainwell, based on what he did against Minnesota, should still be getting plenty of snaps, and then maybe even a sprinkle of Caleb Johnson. So what will that look like outside of the bye?
I don't know, because if you look at the last two games, Donnie, when they've had a hot hand, they rode it. So Jalen Warren, in that Patriots game, he was their guy. Like, I think Kenneth Gainwell got like four carries in that game. And then against the Vikings, I know Warren didn't play, but they were in no hurry to get Caleb Johnson a lot of carries. So they rode the hot hand. So is it going to be a situation where you just say, hey, let's go 50-50 with the touches? Or if you get somebody who's hot early, do you ride that guy and then just play the other guy a couple of snaps here and there? I do know this. Jalen Warren is their starter. They really like him. And I think he's going to get a chance to regain that starting job, or at the very least hold on to it. I don't think they're going to look at one game from Kenneth Gainwell and go away from Jaylen Warren. There's a reason they signed him to that new contract. They believe in him, and I think he'll be the guy against Cleveland when they get back next week.
You can hit us up at 412-928-9370 on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Austin, do you care if I indulge Ray in some free association?
Donnie, I would love if you would do that.
Ray, so we are going to go through your quarter season Steelers awards here.
Okay.
With free association. So your Steelers MVP.
Ooh. Donnie, that's a tough one, man. I know I'm not playing the game Joe wants to because I'm thinking about this. Cam Hayward's been really good the last three games. Let's go with Cam.
Ooh, okay. I went with Aaron Rodgers. I believe Austin okay. did as well. Offensive player of the year.
You got to go with Aaron. DK had a good game against the Vikings, but Aaron's been really good overall.
Defensive player of the year.
I'll go with Hayward. His ability to create turnovers, his ability to rush the passer, he's been really good. I think by season's end, it'll probably be TJ, but Cam gets it for the first 4 weeks.
Rookie of the year.
Derek Harmon, hands down.
Biggest surprise in a good way.
Biggest surprise in a good way. I'll go Patrick Queen. I don't think Patrick Queen was terrible last year like a lot of people thought, but I thought he's been really good here in the first month.
Biggest disappointment?
To me, it's probably Caleb Johnson. And I say that hesitatingly just because I think Gainwell and Warren are really good, and I don't know what the touches would have been even if Caleb Johnson was right, but obviously not good enough to play on special teams. They're in no hurry to get him into the game otherwise, and I'm just a little bit concerned that he's going to be behind the eight ball the entire season.
Ray, I have no further questions. Thank you, and we will talk next week.
Thanks, Donnie. Talk to you later.
There we go. Ray Fittipaldo from
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every single Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Austin Bechtold back behind the glass in Green Tree. I am at the beautiful Studio B Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, and we keep it on the Fan Hotline. We go out there again, somebody else from the Post-Gazette, this time the man who covers the Pitt Panthers, a matchup tomorrow for Pitt against Boston College, and we are talking about Stephen Thompson from the PG who joins us right now. Stephen, we will get to the Pitt schedule overall in just a moment, but a game like this, Pitt cannot stumble and hit its toe on this game because of what is coming up and how important some of these games against lesser opponents are, where Pitt is sometimes prone to laying an egg.
Right. We're maybe at the point where, you know, let's see if Pitt can maybe get to bowl eligibility first before we start thinking about, you know, 8 or 9 wins or something like that. So you're exactly right. I think beating a team like Boston College, who is in the running for worst team in the ACC, is really important, especially at home. You follow it up with a trip to Florida State, another road game at Syracuse, and then it's not long before you're hitting a really brutal November that includes Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami. Excuse me. So really, really critical for Pitt to walk away with a win this weekend. I would argue it's a must win if this is going to be anything close to a successful season for them.
Yeah, I mean, Pitt sitting at 2-2 after dropping back-to-back games, West Virginia in the backyard brawl. Then after the bye week, they lose to Louisville. In both cases, they blew leads and lost games. And now, all of the sudden, it didn't look as daunting going into the year, but Florida State is ranked, and that game's on the road. Notre Dame, we knew, would be pretty good. Georgia Tech, I don't know if we thought they'd be this good. Miami, I don't know if we thought they would be this good, and Pitt has all of them remaining. That means they pretty much have to win. If they want to ensure themselves a bowl, obviously it takes 4 more wins, but the game against BC, Syracuse, NC State, Stanford, those all feel like close to must win, Stephen.
I would completely agree. When Pitt gets into a state like this where they lose a couple games early in the year that you don't really expect them to, traditionally that has kind of meant that they're going to pick off someone that they should beat or they shouldn't beat later in the season. So it's not completely out of the question to me that, you know, they do end up taking down Notre Dame or Miami or Georgia Tech or something like that. But it definitely does qualify as a must win. That game against Boston College starts this weekend, but yeah, you got to beat the teams that you're supposed to, if you want to get back on track and even kind of entertain the idea of meeting what were some higher expectations earlier in the season.
Yeah, I do agree with you there. I feel like they will have a game that they lose when they shouldn't, and they also have a game that they win when they shouldn't. I mean, I do think they will end up knocking off one of those ranked teams just because they are good for it pretty much every single year. What do you think the Panthers' biggest issue has been in these last two losses?
Well, yeah, it's been the offense. I think this defense has, for the most part, held up its end of the bargain. The thing is that they are being put in really poor situations by an offense that is turning the ball over, that is not converting in the red zone. They've made 21 trips to the red zone, which is actually, you know, among the most in the country. I think that's tied for 26th. But they've scored touchdowns in just 11 of those possessions. That can't continue. They've had turnovers in there. Eli Holstein is throwing interceptions. Penalties have backed them up and put them behind the sticks and into bad situations where they can't run the ball as effectively. So red zone execution has to be a lot better. You know, Eli Holstein, I think, has been more good than bad this season, but for Pitt to really be at its best, he's got to be sharper and more consistent and, you know, especially in the big moments, right? Red zone opportunities, but also late in games in the second half when teams adjust, the quarterback play has to be better for Pitt to make this offense really go.
50-minute mark on the Fan. We are a few minutes away from that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Assess the job that Eli Holstein has done so far this season.
Yeah, like I said, you know, more good than bad, I would say. You know, still completing north of 60% of his passes, and, you know, he's on pace to throw for about 3,000 yards. And I don't know how many touchdowns he's on pace for off the top of my head, but he's on pace for 15 interceptions. So, you know, he's kind of met some of the statistical baselines so far that I think you would expect from him. But the situational stuff has not been very good. And, you know, people around the program and us, I think, that cover the team every day hold Eli to a pretty high standard. They expected a lot out of him after what he did in the first half of last year. And I can't say that he has really lived up to the high bar that has been set for him. So, you know, he's been inaccurate at times. His decision-making hasn't been fantastic. And, you know, operationally, this offense hasn't always been smooth, especially in, like I said, the biggest moments. So, you know, if I had to give it a grade, it's probably closer to a C- or a C+ than it is, you know, an A or a B. And mostly just because you expected a lot more from him. And this was supposed to be a year where he's able to capitalize on, you know, some growth and some extra time in the system and extra time in the program. Like, this was supposed to be a year where he can put it all together and this team can win with him at the helm. And, you know, you go 0-2 against the only two power conference teams that you play. It's bad. It's not looking good. You know, high expectations, but Eli's not meeting them right now.
Talking to Stephen Thompson, he covers the Pitt Panthers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It is kind of funny, Stephen. This time a year ago, the early conversations were, oh, man, Eli Holstein is going to get poached by a bigger school, more of a blue blood in college football. Pitt has to do everything they can to keep Holstein and Cade Bell around. And here we are a year later. They haven't beaten a Power 4 team in almost a calendar year, and it seems like the back half of last season has really rubbed off here early in 2025.
Yeah, it has. You know, it's really kind of mind-blowing when you put together the fact that it's almost been, you know, a full year since that game where they picked off Syracuse three times in the first half and really ran away with a huge win, and we're kind of flying high before going down to play a really good SMU team. The end of last season, I think there were plenty of good reasons why Pitt collapsed down the stretch. I mean, they were not really healthy in any stretch of the imagination on either side of the ball. You know, losing Eli Holstein to, you know, what amounted to a season ending injury was huge. Losing Branson Taylor at left tackle, you know, set into motion this, you know, carousel on the offensive line that didn't help anything either. Desmond Reed missed some time as well. It was just kind of a confluence of a lot of bad things. And even then, they were still competitive and in a good few games. You know, like, that Clemson game is always going to stick out in my mind as a game that they could have and should have won. You know, they were within range of a few other wins as well. But just the inability to close out games has trickled over into this year, and things like the penalty issues that I referenced. I mean, those existed, you know, long before this season or last season as well. So there's just a baseline of bad football, quite frankly, that's kind of trickled over from last year. And, you know, they're a little banged up. They've been dealing with some injuries. You know, Desmond Reed hasn't played in, you know, really 3 weeks effectively. We'll see if he can go this week, but there's not been the same kind of uncontrollable attrition or uncontrollable challenges like there were last year. To me, Pitt's two losses two losses to Louisville and West Virginia were entirely self-inflicted and entirely avoidable. This team should be 4-0 in my mind, and they are the sole reason they've gotten in their own way, and that's the sole reason why they're not undefeated right now.
Is there a real risk that Eli Holstein loses his job before season's end?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't tell you that I think it'll happen this week. I don't know what the timeline looks like, but, you know, I think the leash on Eli Holstein is a lot shorter than maybe, you know, I think everyone wants to draw the example between this year in 2023 when Sojakovic was at quarterback. And that's not to say that Eli is playing nearly as poorly as Jurkovic was that season. But I think that there is a sense of urgency around this program. And that will lead to a shorter leash. You know, I was pretty stunned, honestly, last weekend when Eli Holstein was pulled late in the fourth quarter. I didn't think that was a move that Pat Narduzzi would want to make, even if he's just looking for a spark in a moment. I think that was indicative of a team that, like I said, has some urgency and is, not kind of messing around and kind of feel the heat a little bit. They're looking for someone who can win for them right now. There's not going to be, I think, a ton of patience if, you know, especially if things start to go south on Saturday and if they lose on Saturday especially.
Stephen Thompson, check out his stuff at the PG. Stephen, what would you say your official prediction for tomorrow is?
I have to predict a win because I think Boston College, like I said, is one of the worst teams in the ACC. And in my heart of hearts, I don't believe Pitt is that bad. I also think Pitt's going to be able to break through in the red zone. BC gives up a lot of touchdowns in the red zone. And I think it'll be kind of a get-right game for the Panthers. So I expect a win. Probably won't be particularly comfortable, but it'll be a victory, and that's really all that matters.
Stephen, thanks for taking the time, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
There we go. Stephen Thompson from the PG. Nick Kostos joins us in just a couple of minutes. Austin, with a couple of minutes here before we do get to Nick, your Nittany Lions at UCLA tomorrow, 3:30. A little bit worried about Penn State after the loss at Oregon, you know, an emotional loss at home. The whiteout game took a lot out of them maybe, and now they go out west.
They should win this game 60-0. Donnie, like UCLA.
UCLA is brutal.
They're in such a bad position. They fired their coach. They fired Tino Sanseri, the offensive coordinator.
Former Pitt QB.
Yeah, they've Central Catholic Zone.
Yep.
They have basically reshaped everything on their team coaching wise. And Nico Amalivan from Tennessee to go to UCLA is their quarterback with basically no help on the outside and an offense that is falling apart. Tony Rojas got hurt in practice earlier this week for Penn State. Rumor on the street is that it's a really bad knee injury and that he's probably not going to play the rest of the year. That is not good. They're going to, especially because Tamir Robinson, who went to Brashear, transferred, and they didn't expect that in the spring portal window to go to USC. So a little bit concerned about that, but I ultimately think Penn State should crush UCLA, get back to it, and watch Drew Aller throw for like four touchdowns and everybody be like, oh, should we buy into Drew Aller? But, you know, I will be reasonably saying next week this is what we all expected him to do. Let's see what he does against Ohio State and Indiana.
Right. He does specialize when they play the scrubs of the Big Ten. Speaking of getting crushed, I think that will happen to West Virginia tonight. I know we'll get to our picks later, but they have a late-night one at BYU. Adam Crowley will have to stay up until almost 2 a.m. if he wants to watch that game, but maybe by halftime it'll be safe for him to hit the hay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.